The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Alright, so while Polly goes to and finds a rock to sit on and try and work off this migraine, we're gonna move over to other Polly, Petra, talking with Paxson. And she took you basically to the other end of the cave. And you can still hear the singing, by the way. And it's actually pretty close to where you are now, but not too close. But she takes you over to the exit and says, "Okay, so, are you okay?" No, that's a dumb question. I know you're not.
I'm not okay, Mom. I'm sorry.
Well, just know that it's going to be okay. Remember what I taught you whenever things get to be too much. In for three, and out for five.
No. Okay.
No, breathe with me. In for three, out for five. Better?
I think so.
Okay. Now, I have a lot more shit to drop on you. No, I'm kidding.
No! Please, Mom.
No, I'm kidding. So, I don't know anything about what happened before I apparently arrived here. But I do remember that I kept something buried over by the house. I've remembered that. And before I left, I dug it up. And I wanted to give it to you. And she takes out a box. And opens it. And inside of the box is an actual hone edge.
A hone edge?
And it opens its eye. I'll leave it up to you. If you want it to be like a futuristic blade where the blade of it is retractable or something like that.
Yo, that's a good idea. I like that. Like a future sword. I guess something very like cybery, high tech.
All right, and it it still has a little tassel on the back. The eye, you can tell, has a little bit of a cybernetic type sheen on it. The tassel on it is basically just like it's white, and it just has like ones and zeros in black all along it.
Oh wow.
And like as you reach out to grab it, the blade in it, the blade just kind of shrinks back into it, and it's just the hilt with the cybernetic eye and the tassel. And your mom, Petra, says, "Yeah, apparently when I came here, I had that in an egg." And I had all of the Pokeballs that I had with me, like my Aegislash, my Skarmory, my Magnezone. Apparently I liked Steel type a lot. It's weird. but yeah, I had all of those, and I wanted to make sure that if for some reason your dad didn't have anything to hand down to you, I'm pretty sure he's taking Skipper back. If he didn't have anything to leave for you, I wanted to make sure that you had something from me. Something from one of your parents to hand down to you, you know? Does that make any sense? I am coming back. This is kind of like an extension of the gift that you've been getting from all of the Pokemon centers, right?
Uh-huh.
How is that little Meltan doing, by the way?
We can pull him out and see how he's been doing.
When you reach for the metal ball that it came in, and open it, and you release it, it actually does come out. And it's significantly larger than it was when you first got it. At this point, mm-hmm. you've been to about half the town, so it's about level 30-ish.
Wow.
Yeah. However, it doesn't really know any moves. It's not going to learn anything until it evolves. She says, "Oh, wow, it's gotten pretty big. You know, I actually did find these at the back of the Carl Mart. That was weird. I didn't really understand.
Really?
It. Yeah. It was just like in this box. And it said, do not open. So I opened it. You know how stupid it is to have a box that says do not open in front of someone who is naturally curious? Of course I opened it.
Normally I wouldn't know what that's like, but I have grown a little more curious as I've gone on this adventure, I will say.
You know, you get that from me. And the fact that you're on this adventure right now, you get that from your dad. Even though the reason you did this was because you wanted to find him, and you did. You succeeded in that, and I'm proud of you. And now, all that's left for you to do is to have fun. And think about the future, I guess.
It's been so long since our family's been together.
Yeah.
And
don't worry. We'll all be together, but we're gonna be in Blackthorn City for a while. Apparently, Lance was saying that he offered for you to be a gym leader there. Said that you seem to have that spark or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what he's talking about, but I know I've always known you were special. You're my little time anomaly. She ruffles your hair a little bit. Now, what are you gonna name this guy? It doesn't really have a gender. What are you gonna name it?
How about Axel?
The tassel on the back of it changes. It changes to a white or a pure black tassel, and on the middle of it, in just different colored letters, it says Axel. Seems to like
Whoa.
It. Well, you take good care of Axel. Make sure that you train it well. Make sure that you actually use it, okay?
I appreciate it, Mom.
Don't worry. We'll see each other again very soon. Well, I mean, you'll see me in like 10 minutes when she comes back. But, yeah.
yeah.
Sorry, it's too soon, I guess. This is how I'm trying to cope with all of this, because this all got dropped on me about 5 minutes before it got dropped on you. But yeah, so should we head back to the others? Or do you want to stay here for a little bit and just collect your thoughts?
I'll come with.
Okay.
But first, I want to give her another big hug.
Roll to hug your mother.
Alright, here we go. Well, what's the roll for this?
It's going to be your athletics.
No, I'm not great with that.
Nat 1.
I got 5 on a 2d6.
You hug your mom.
Hmm.
She hugs back, obviously. And she ruffles your hair and then pulls your hoodie back up so that nobody else knows what your hair color is.
Gotta keep the mystery.
Yeah. And then she takes a look at you with your mask on and says, "You know, you don't need the mask to become more confident. You just need to find something to help you be more confident. Doesn't need to be a mask. You shouldn't cover your pretty face."
It's just a little easier when I have something to hide behind, you know?
Well, I guess you also get that from me. And she laughs, remembering that she helped you twice in a full suit of armor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe you'll be a masked hero in this time. I don't know. I tried to ask Kilo, I guess. She didn't want to tell me. She didn't want to tell me anything, really. Said I'd tell too much. But she seems to be very open about... You know what? I'm not going to bring that here. Okay. So, let's... Oh, there they are. And she waves at the 6 of you.
Hi, besties.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay. So, I think I'm ready. Whiskey says, "All right, good. We got a little bit of a trip to make. Let's get to stepping." And they go through the way you entered for Union Cave. So now it's back to the 4 of you and the cavalcade of Pokemon that was trailing behind Wannabe.
Oh yeah, I bought
them. What the fuck?
Yeah, a lot of them were kind of behind me. Yeah. Some of them were left behind.
Katri,
so
you are bombarded by 2 flying type Pokemon. Well, 1 flying type and 1 fire ice type.
Oh, hi.
Polly, you are just thrown to the ground by a Golett.
Golett.
Just tackling you. I don't remember if you had any other Pokemon out.
I think I had my baby Dino out, and that's it.
Okay. Yeah, you're just pushed to the ground by the 2 of them. The Dino is licking your face. It tickles a little bit.
Oh, baby Dino.
Paxson, your Impidimp scuttles up your leg and just climbs up until it gets to your shoulder and it looks under your hood.
Ethan?
It also knows what your hair color is. But don't worry, it won't tell anyone.
So? Yeah, he kind of gestures to the Sneasel. They're with me now. They seem to... They respect you guys very much for helping them out. He points towards Polly and Katri.
I believe it's a white-furred Sneasel with like these rocky claws.
Yep.
And no feather on its head. It looks at Katri and just kind of like gives a look like, "You know, I took a bullet for you." And then it looks at Polly and it's like, "You're okay."
So yeah, that was not for a counter. Let's hope they can deal with the Mr. Crime problem, and we're doing. And
I'm sure they will.
I just kind of go over, seeing as how the combat situation was. Let's hope.
They're like universe traveling, like based as fuck people. I trust them. I mean, they also were like, oh yeah, we've dealt with worse too. So like, you know, they probably have it.
It's going, you know, they might have, but they've yet to encounter Mr. Crime, so that's also kind of concerning. They don't even know about the guy.
Anyways, where's the next gym? Where are we going next, gang?
As you're continuing with this, Pops runs back up and says, oh, I forgot to re-enable your Pokeballs.
Oh, yeah, it'd be like that.
It'd be awesome.
Alright. He taps on one of the Galvantula's legs, and a little metal sound comes out, and you can feel the weight come back into your Pokeballs.
Okay.
Your balls now have weight.
Oh yeah, Paxton.
Yeah.
You know your little joke tick, buddy?
Yeah.
He points to the Galvantula. That's your paw. That's his paw.
Oh my goodness.
Apparently you're set to your little communication device. Turns out you became a nice new friend.
The Joltik in question, Metal Knuckles, climbs out from one of Paxson's sleeves, just skitters up to the other shoulder until it's right on the nose of your mask where you can't see because you're wearing a mask. And it just, like, taps on the mask twice, then climbs in the eye hole, looks at you directly in the eye. Or in the eye with its eyes, because it is a very tiny thing. And then it just crawls back down to your arm and starts messing around with your watch.
Well, he sure has grown. That's for sure.
Small enough to go through your eye hole.
Oh, nice. Well, see you later.
That's some nightmare shit.
Oh my god.
My arachnophobia would not handle that. But I think Acelia Town's next.
Yeah.
Are you making your way through the cave during this?
Or do you want to go back to the Pokemon Center and just cross us? Or
I want to go to Azalea.
The four of you still here singing, by the way.
Yeah, okay, yeah, never mind. I can't go sleep with that.
Paxton, it was a little closer to the exit that she went through. Or that you were heading towards with your mother. And on the way there, it felt like it was getting louder. As you all make your way through Unity Cave, there's a couple of hikers, but they're just kind of like vibing.
Okay.
Pretty much just like one of them is doing a Geodude lifting contest with his Machoke. And losing. Another one is, oh, there's a black belt that's like sparring with a Tyrogue.
I respect that.
Wow.
And off in the distance, I'm gonna have all of you roll perception again.
I got an 8.
8.
I got 9 out of a 3-6. I have been having very mid rolls this session.
Okay, let me get dice rolled. That is a 7.
So that was 8, 8, 6, and 7. What did you all get again?
8.
I got an 8.
9.
Oh. So the lowest was a 7.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can tell the direction where the singing is coming from. However, you're not able to see it because there is a very dense fog just coming from this body of water that you would have.
Oh!
Why are you owing about?
I just have a feeling I know what this might be.
And are you going to do anything about the singing? Are you gonna, like...
I'm gonna jump into the water.
Alright.
And start swimming towards it.
The water is...
Actually, you have water types, don't you?
Yeah, but, like, swimming is fun.
The water is icy cold. Roll your athletics. And subtract...
Oh, this is a mistake.
Subtract
a mistake.
One from it. Mistake.
What am I subtracting from it? One, you said? Yes. Okay. Loading, trainer V2, athletics. Oh no! Okay, so it's not a natural one, but it's a one.
You make it about 1 foot, and then you just start shivering to the point where you can't move your arms. And then you start to sink.
Besties, I fucked up.
I'm grabbing it. I'm tossing out my grappling hook so she can grab onto it.
All right, you really want to use that grab?
My arms don't work.
Oh wait, you're
not able
to
grab onto it. As you're starting to sink, Katri, your feet find purchase on something soft, and then you start to rise.
Oh,
higher and higher. Until your head is above water again.
Oh.
And then you feel yourself getting pushed back to the surface of the water. And you can see a little blue and white ball just floating, looking at
Besties,
you.
Besties, I fucked up.
It's floating, it's looking at you, and it just starts clapping its little things.
Clap, clap, clap.
Hi. Okay, someone warm her up. Dartrix can hear anything?
Dartrix just kind of like looks at you like, I'm also ice, dude.
There's no fire!
I don't have any fire pipes.
I didn't.
Let me try.
I didn't think the water would be so cold.
Sadie!
Wait, I have an idea. I'm gonna send out my woo-woo named Captain Cuddles.
Oh yeah.
Alright, so you send out the very, very desperately in need of a shearing woo-woo.
We need to shear that guy soon, dear lord.
And just what do you do? Do you just thing. Like, do you just put Katri on it? Katri, you're on both the most comfortable thing that you've ever laid on and also the itchiest thing that you've ever laid on.
I have mixed feelings about this.
I'll send out Siggy to make a little fire for you.
How close to the Wooloo is the fire?
Hopefully far enough that it doesn't catch on fire.
Because Katri is on top of the Wooloo.
Wait, do I not have a fire type?
I'm all a fire type.
I
the
I got Sadie.
The little blue and white ball just rolls onto the shore. Starts rolling around the Wooloo. And it just claps a little bit more, going spew, 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 spew.
Oh my gosh, the little spew. I love the spew so much.
Yeah, there's a
spew. Thank you for the save. I'm gonna give it a high five.
You're too high up because this Wooloo is extremely fluffy.
Can I sit up to reach down and right. give it a high five?
How visible is the not fluff parts of the Wooloo?
Not.
Like we don't even see its feet.
Like, imagine the assholes who do the vape cloud blowing competitions.
I've done
those. Oh my fucking god.
It's about the size of like one of the bigger ones.
As an asshole at those vape blowing competition, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, if Catree was upright, the amount of wool would make the Wooloo as tall as her.
So am I even visible while I'm laying on this thing?
You sink very far into it, and when you sit up, you're just in a jungle of white.
Baby,
you stick your hand out, and you can feel a little slap on it from like a blubbery fin.
I may have misjudged the situation.
Can I come out of this itchy hell now?
Are you warm yet?
You also do not feel the Wooloo. The actual like body of it. No matter how far you've sunk in, you don't feel its actual body. It's just...
Polly, let me out! I'm experiencing claustrophobia!
I'm going to try to pull him out.
Roll a d6, whoever's reaching their hand in there to try and get Catree out.
Yes, return the Wooloo into its Pokeball!
I'm also...
I don't want the Wooloo back in its Pokeball, that's unfair. I got a 5.
I got a 5.
You got a 5, Paxson? Reaching in there, you find something, but it's not Catree. When you take your hand out, there is a max revive in your hand.
What?
I rolled a d6. I got a 6.
You got a 6?
Holy, how long has this been in here?
I don't know, I just got this Wooloo like yesterday.
Wannabe. You reach your hand in there, and you also don't feel Catree. You pull your hand out.
I'm gonna die in here!
You pull your hand out, and there's just like this Tyrogue in there.
Bro!
How did you get another Pokemon inside that bomb?
What? Hi!
Polly, were you also reaching your hand into
the I rolled a 5. Catree?
You rolled a 5? Roll again.
Again, okay.
Polly got a 2-for-1 special on that catch.
A 4. I had Polly roll again because I only had one thing for each number. You reach your hand in, and you feel a finger. Or you hope it's a finger.
I'm gonna Catree, finger.
You feel something wrap around your finger and pull very hard.
Oh, my fucking finger!
Okay, we found her. We found her.
Do not lose connection. I'm going to grab Polly Sand just so we can use the guy down the grab him.
As you do that, the Tyrogue just like
you're gonna
walks
pull
off.
My finger out of its socket.
Like Tyrogue's in one hand. Tyrogue's in one hand. He's on the. I'm just holding his hand right now. I'm using the other hand to grabbing Catree.
All right. Catree, roll your athletics.
Oh boy, my 1d6 again.
Polly and Wannabe, roll your athletics.
Oh, I rolled a 6!
Your DC for this is 6. Polly and Wannabe.
Despite having... Oh wait, that's the Wooloo, that's not me. I'm like, why do I have 3d6 plus 2 athletics? No.
Yeah. If both of your rolls add up to 6, you succeed.
I got a 10.
Right. I got a 6 off of 3d6, which is my athletics.
Alright, with a 16 out of 6. You managed to pull Catree out. Catree. Because of all of the wool, your hair is frizzy as hell.
Hi there, Tyrogue. How long have you been in there?
Is my finger dislocated from being pulled on so hard?
No, once they found the finger, they moved and grabbed the hand. I mean, that makes sense.
Wooloo, how do you live like this?
We should shave that Wooloo.
You gotta shear this thing.
Know, I'm a little mesmerized. How far can it go?
That's not healthy for it, though.
With it succeeding by so much, you've also managed to pull a little bit of the wool off. Willow does not feel a thing.
We gotta take care of
the wool anymore.
So it's got like part of its side is like flat. It still doesn't show skin, but part of the side, like the left side of it, is just flat, and the rest of it is round.
Okay, so maybe we should find a voodoo farmer and take care of this.
And the Tyrogue is pulling out of, well, basically pulling in whatever direction seems reasonable for it to. Because who knows how long it's been there? It could have been minutes. It could have been years.
How long have you been in there, buddy? I talk like to the Pokemon itself. Tyrogue.
It shrugs and holds up like its hands have three fingers each. It holds up both hands. And it's like, bro, I don't know math. I'm a baby.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh. Do you know where your parents are?
I have parents.
I met the egg hatched in the Wooloo.
I have parents.
Oh! It's a baby, and he asked, wait, I have parents. I think it hatched while inside Wooloo. Wooloo's fur.
That would make Wooloo Tyrogue's parents.
This is your parent. I point to Wooloo.
Alright, the Tyrogue says...
your kid, Captain Cuddles.
The Tyrogue, like, looks at Captain Cuddles, and it says, I can't tell if it's my mom or my dad, but I'm gonna go give it a hug, and it jumps back in the wool.
Oh, we're never seeing that Tyrogue again.
I'm gonna pick a Pokeball out and drop it in the wool roughly where Tyrogue went.
Roll... 2d100, take the higher.
Alright. Let me get my thing. So let's see what we get. A 2, oh my god. And a 16.
Alright.
We are low rollers in this house.
You manage to drop the Pokeball, and it taps one of the six fingers of the Tyrogue as it sinks in. The Pokeball, you can't tell if it's shaking. It's inside the Wooloo now.
Look, technically, if once we're out, once we return to Captain Carlos, we can see if Tyrogue was Carlos, though.
And I had you roll 2. Because something else comes out of Captain Cuddles.
Oh my god!
And as soon as it comes out of Captain Cuddles deflates a little bit. It still needs a shearing desperately. But this Magnemite just pulls itself free, ripping a little bit more wool from the Wooloo. The Wooloo still is unaffected.
What the fuck is up with this Wooloo?
It looks at Catch with a look of knowing. Just like you.
You.
Does anyone else notice the look of despise, despicablement.
Patchy, what did you do to this Magnemite? Did you, like, sit on it?
What?
I don't know! I was, like, drowning in there. I'm telling you, it was worse than me almost drowning in the lake. By the way, thank you again, Spiel.
Spiel. And it just rolls and, like, bumps up against your legs. You can feel the blubber.
Give him a little pet.
Patchy. You remember the rocket lab?
What about it?
The Magnemite. You don't think.
There was a Magnemite there?
the one that executed you. Remember that?
He's referring.
I remember getting electrocuted. I don't remember.
He's referring to the abandoned rocket hideout where a bunch of
electric. I remember now.
Yeah, there were several electric types huddled around a Dedenne that you caught.
Right. Yeah, I don't remember what I got electrocuted by, but I do remember getting electrocuted.
It was a Magnemite that you were trying to capture. But you were trying to do the be nice thing, and you totally botched that roll. So this Magnemite just fucking hates you.
It's the same one?
Yes.
Oh my god! Magnemite, listen, I'm sorry about last time.
Roll charm.
Listen. Oh god!
Subtract 2 from your roll.
Oh fuck. Magnemite, I'm so sorry about last time. I think we got off on the wrong foot. I rolled a 7 out of 3d6. Listen, I think we got off on the wrong foot, bestie.
Is that insensitive? He doesn't have feet.
Oh, God.
And that's how you failed it. So you rolled a 7, right?
No, this I rolled a 9, okay. I subtracted 2.
Okay. Yeah, so actually the Magnemite's eye stops narrowing as much. It loosens up a little bit. But it's still wary of you. It's like, technically, if I joined you, I wouldn't have been stuck in the cloud.
Where has this Wooloo been to suck up this many Pokemon?
This Magmite was in Mahogany Town.
This Wooloo was below Violet Sea. This Wooloo's gotten places.
They have gotten places indeed.
He's gotten places. I don't know where Captain Cuddles has been.
And the Captain field Cuddles just keeps clapping.
I'm just going to kneel down. Captain Cuddles, do you hear me?
Meh. You can't tell if it's coming from closer or farther away from where you are talking.
I'm going to start talking Pokemon. Where are you from?
Where am I now?
You're in Union Cave.
Bro, I don't know what places are weird.
What region are you from?
Region?
Yes.
One of them.
Ever heard of Johto?
I don't have toes. I have hooves.
Yeah, this Pokemon's not from Johto. I think he's been blind for possibly years at this point.
Bro, why are you talking about me like that? That's messed up.
Shit, Captain Cuddles.
It's because not chill, dude.
It's because we're very concerned about you. We wish to maybe fix to get all this wool off you.
Oh. That's cool.
Yeah.
Which way are we going?
Captain Cuddles should go back to its Pokeball.
We're going to put you back in your Pokeball, and then we're going to get someone to shave you.
Not all the way, though, right? That'd be weird.
Not all.
Yeah, just the normal amount.
Okay. Do you need to know what side my head's at?
I would like that to know that, yes.
Yeah. I'll turn so that my head is facing towards you. Wait, where are you?
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're blind.
A professional Wooloo shearer will be able to do this no problem, okay?
I don't go to catch you as they say that. And I'll just give, I doubt it. And I doubt it, fuck.
Why would you doubt it? A professional would be able to do this for sure.
As you're talking, the Wooloo Captain Cuddles is turning very slowly towards you.
So it's going to take a couple days at most to fix this.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not going to take a long time.
And then it starts to turn towards Wannabe. And, like, as you guys are talking, like, it's like it can't differentiate your voice because of all the wool. It's just going by, like, muffled sounds.
But, oh my god, it's worse than I thought.
But is she it's deaf? Just like...
Can you...
What?
Nothing.
This is urgent. I am going to get a pair of shoes next Pokemon we visit, and I am going to choose Tears. I'm going to get a pair of shoes next Pokemon we visit, and I will save the Wooloo.
Anyway,
I'm
buying right here. Okay, cool.
Never shaved the Wooloo before.
Here's where my head is.
I'm sure it's easy.
Here's where my head is. It is right here. As you're looking at it, the flat side of it, where Catchery was, is on the left. So y'all were like reaching behind it to try and grab at Catchery. Yeah. So you now know where the Wooloo's head is, and I'm not going to remember that for next session. So I'll just say that you know where its head is.
All right, Captain Cuddles, we've had a lot of fun. I'm hopefully back in the ball you go.
Right, hopefully
Tyrogue's in there somewhere in a ball.
Maybe, I don't know. Oh, wait, you're talking to it. It just goes, meh.
Yeah.
Meh. Right. As you return it, another Pokeball falls out, and the Tyrogue is in it.
Awesome.
Okay, child secured.
Child secured.
The His ball name is like Jeremy. His name is Jeremy. He's just a dude.
Hi, Jeremy. Okay, so.
He doesn't have to be.
Thank you, Sphiel, for saving our friend.
Sphiel.
Do I just hear Sphiel?
Yeah, it's a simple Sphiel.
I'm gonna start clapping with the Sphiel. I wanna be a fun little...
You clap person. In time with it, and yeah. As the two of you start clapping, you hear more clapping. Just...
Oh, you summoned them.
Summoned them. We must go!
And you can see, moving a little closer to the four of you, is a small pink creature with what appears to be two little brownish ears. And just like these little dot eyes. And it's just going, Clefairy, Clefairy.
Oh?
On the other side of you, there's what sounds like clapping, but it does not sound authentic. And another pink creature with these little droopy ears with brown spots, or like little brown ends, starts walking up, and the sounds of the clapping is coming from its mouth.
Whismur!
Yes. It's just mimicking sounds with its mouth.
I think we summoned a band.
But yeah, there's a Clefairy, a Sphiel, and a Whismur. They're just kind of vibing.
Sick.
Let's just leave them be. They're having a good time.
Clefairy. Clefairy.
Thank you. I'm just going to give a wave. You guys want to catch them or you want to get going?
I'm ready to go to Azalea Bestie.
Let's go. All
right.
I need a bed.
So none of you are... gonna try and catch those three.
Let them be. I'm
no, Sphiel saved my life, and as much as I'd love to catch a Clefairy, you know what? They seem happy together. Oh. I would only take him if I could take all three.
Alright, they actually just start following you.
Oh, Chad. You know what? I'll turn around and I'll hold the three Pokeballs, and I'll be like, if y'all wanna come with.
They're not gonna accept the Pokeballs, but they're just gonna follow you for a while.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty.
You know what? I'll pick one of them up. I'll give one of them a ride in my arms.
Which one?
I'll pick the Clefairy up.
Alright, the Clefairy is just like clapping right by your ear and singing, Fairy, Fairy, Clefairy.
Aw, it's so cute.
It's just like Chill. Singing. The Spheal is literally rolling on its face, catching up to you. And the Whismur, it's just making sound effects like it's from Police Academy.
These three should start it bad.
And you make your way out of the Unity Cave, and you see what appears to be like this medieval type castle.
So they've done renovations.
And you also see a sign that says, "Welcome to the Azalea Estates."
Oh yeah.
Badge fair in progress.
Oh no. Not rich people.
If any of you want, you can roll general education. Unless there's like a history stat, you can roll that.
I rolled a 7.
Okay.
Oh, what am I rolling? Sorry.
General education.
I got an 8.
Alright.
2d6.
So...
Oh, I'm stupid. I rolled a 3 out of 2d6.
So, out of those, I'll say that one of you said you rolled an 8.
Yes.
You know that this is more or less owned by a single person who proclaims to be the gym leader. Basically, bought the land and uses, more or less turned it into like a theme park.
Oh, yeah.
And all of the attractions, for the most part, are run by some of his Pokemon.
I forgot. Some guy apparently was able to buy the entirety of the city town, turn to an amusement park. Okay, that's the key. Yeah, apparently that same guy's the gym leader.
Oh, we're gonna get so upcharged at the Pokemart here, aren't we?
He's the only person that lives here. The only human.
There is a Pokemart outside of the gate. A little Carl Mart.
I'm just going for...
Actually, it's a Carl Mart, and next to it is a regular Pokemon Center. So there's those. Similar to the other Pokemon Center, on the other side of this gate, or the cave, this one appears to be two-story, and it looks like it has a lodging for trainers passing through.
Oh, thank Lord. Free bed.
Yeah, as you make your way down the path towards the inner walls of what appears to be a medieval kingdom like castle area, we're going to go on ahead and end it here. Been about an hour and a half, I guess.
Okay.
Decent length session. Because if I do anything more, I'm gonna have to try and find Brian and see if he's around. So for the listeners, thanks for participating in this by using your ears to listen. If you like what you've heard, feel free to let us know. Comment on or like add us on Twitter. Join our Discord server. The link for both of those are going to be in the show notes. Feel free to support Mars's Patreon, which is also going to be in the show notes. Follow Steph on Twitch and like give her money.
Twitch.tv/sleepany.
Yeah, the link's in the show notes.
You also can look at Mars at Mars Rover's commissions on the Twitter account.
Oh, yeah.
I believe the page is also on your Patreon, too.
It's also in Discord too, so
yeah,
it's in a lot of places. Yeah. Go check it out.
By the time this episode is out, it'll probably be like April. So who knows? yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Mars, Steph, Argo, and Tyrus. I almost said wannabe. for, you know, being the regular players. And next session, we're going to hope to have our gym leader ready.
Let's go. Wait, how many gym badges do you guys have now?
I believe this will be your 5th.
Hot damn.
It'll be your 5th or 6th, because we've had JCP, we've had Douglas, we technically almost had Glass.
But it was, then someone else just took their place.
Then we had Goldenrod. We had King for that, so this will be your 5th.
Okay.
So there will be 2 more gym leader battles after this, and then we'll have to figure out what to do with the dragon gym.
Oh yeah, that's been blown to hell.
Which technically Tyrus is still, or Polly is still technically the gym leader for that, and Paxson is a contender to being the next one. So we'll figure out how that's gonna work.
Hey Polly, fight us with your actual team.
Oh yeah, the Blackthorn City gym is safe. Most of the buildings in Blackthorn are safe. It's the area.
Hell yeah.
It's the area right outside Blackthorn, like Route 46. That's okay. A fucking crater. Yeah, it's a crater with a little bit of white and like white and pink fur. Anyway,
well,
that's it for me for now.
Hey, the viewers.
Later, thanks for listening.
What's up, buds? Scott here. It's been a while. Just figured I'd pop in, and as I used to do, as I probably should still be doing, just popping in at the end of the episode to say thanks to you for listening. Thanks once again to Mars, Steph, Tyrus, and Argo for being a part of this. And thanks to Game Freak, Nintendo, Pokemon Company for making Pokemon, because this podcast here wouldn't exist if that didn't. We're not affiliated with either of those companies, any of those companies, rather. We're just a bunch of nerds that want to play a game and share it with all of you. It's pretty fun, you know? So there's a trailer after this, and you'll hear a very familiar voice. It's for a second podcast that I'm creating with some of the listeners in the Reckless Rollers Discord server. You can find the link to that server in the show notes, and you can find a link to the upcoming podcast, Darken States, also in the show notes. So, without any further ado, I'm just gonna stop here. Thanks one more time to y'all. And, hope you enjoyed this trailer. Stay reckless. Welcome to our little slice of heaven, or as the locals have been fond of saying, Lish. A lovely lakeside paradise nestled in a valley within the Sierra Nevadas and home of the main facility for the prodigiously ascendant power solutions company, Lux Potentia. Whether you're here for a summer relaxing or swimming in the crystal clear waters of Lish Lake, or coming up in the winters to enjoy some of the freshly fallen snow in our surrounding mountains, we guarantee that you'll never forget the time you've spent here.